الحمد لله يا رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، الحمد لله على كل حال. We stopped doing videos for a few weeks. I was ill. الحمد لله getting better. Still don't feel well, but we have a lot to talk about. بإذن الله عز وجل, we're going to start again doing videos today. بإذن الله. I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to give us the strength. The topics we need to talk about are plenty, from abortion to homosexuality to accepting sin under banner civil rights and other topics that we need to talk about. Alhamdulillah, I have noticed that a few students of knowledge have stepped in and are discussing these issues. I hope, inshallah, many more will talk about this issue, because these are among the challenges of our time we have to face. Typically, it's non-Muslims who try to cause trouble for Islam and Muslims, mainly always lying, exaggerating, saying things that are not true, ignorance. And we have to respond to that, because it's an opportunity to explain Islam and say the truth to humankind using the media, which reaches people in their homes. And therefore, we have an audience waiting for us to tell them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about Islam, about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sunnah, about the Quran. The problem is, we are facing Muslims started and promoted by people who call themselves Muslims, saying dangerous things, not paying any attention to the danger they bring to Muslims, particularly their audiences, and of course, Muslim children. So we need to talk about these issues. It's very important. It is not only our duty with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say the truth and defend the religion. It is also our pleasure to explain Islam. So we have two things: defending the religion, alhamdulillah, we will do it, bi-idhnillah. Secondly, we explain the religion. So whenever there is something that contradicts Islam, we have an opportunity to defend Islam and explain Islam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save Muslims from the inner danger posed by those who pretend with, I want you to note the word, pretend to be Muslims, so that we are able to explain the religion to non-Muslims. We have a lot to do. We don't need trouble from Muslims against Islam. And I would like to say, finally, the audiences that listen to these people and pay no attention, and sometimes they know, to the things these people are saying about their religion, what they're either silent, they're happy, they keep watching, they even promote these people and they support them with donations. What can I say? What's wrong with you? You're gonna hear this question a lot of times, because wallah, I can't figure out what's wrong with these people? Why can't they say something for the sake of Allah? For once, just stand behind your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam and the Quran. Say something for Allah's sake. Let the angel who's writing your good deeds be busy for your sake with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From our side, Islam will always win. But like I said, we have the duty to explain the religion and to say to humankind all things good about the best religion there is. Islam, the Quran, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sunnah, the companions of Muhammad, his wives, and before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khaliqu kulli shay, the creator of everything. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Muslims everything that is good and righteous. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.